Investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah, we'll just jump the gun on that one.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I have all the mics on now.
Yay.
Yeah, it's coming Postman. Through loud and clear.
Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours, so to speak.
Hey, concerning those chemtrails we were talking about before the last break, I've got a little test for y'all, if you're willing to take it. But you've got to watch the weather, and you got to pay attention to the fronts when they come through. Mainly the fronts that I'm really concerned about, or the ones that come off the Arctic, those are the most powerful. namely a maritime polar air mass, the ones that come off the top of the Arctic, and those are the ones that are extremely cold. By the time the cold air reaches the northern plain states, it's probably modified down to about maybe it's modified maybe 50 degrees warmer, and then by the time it reaches the central plain states, it's modified another 20 to 30 degrees, and once it comes down to the southern states or the Gulf, is modified another few degrees, 10 to 20 degrees. Now, once you pay attention and what direction the front is headed, just watch the skies. Just watch the skies in your local area and see how heavy they will be spraying. Just pay attention to that. And then after it rains, sleets, snows, or whatever, I need to pay attention to how many people get sick after that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That'll tell you.
Well, you know, Jason pointed out when Dorian was coming through, you didn't see the first chemtrail. We had 2 weeks of no chemtrails. None. Yep.
None whatsoever.
Because they were concentrating their efforts on steering Dorian.
Yeah, you still had your regular flights, you know, from Montgomery International Airport.
With the nasty TSA.
Yeah, and you still had some flights from the bases, but you didn't see the chemtrails.
There were none.
But they were heavily concentrated in other areas. And I, of course, being linked in with other chemtrail sites, you see other people saying, oh my goodness, they're spraying so heavily, and here we are with clear skies for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, once it blows through, then they're back to heavily spraying over here. And, you know, usually within a few days of heavy spraying, we're going to get some rain. But, what you were talking about, people getting sick, back in 2008, they did this thing where they checkered the sky. You know, they did horizontal and lateral lines crisscrossing, you know, like a big old checkerboard in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of my friends saying, man, I don't know what they're spraying, but watch and see if everybody don't get sick. And that's when this upper respiratory infection that everybody got, and they said, no, it's not the flu, no, it's not a cold, it's just an upper respiratory infection. Everybody that I knew ended up going to the doctor and was told that they had an upper respiratory infection, including myself. And you know, just another way to get you on drugs.
But. And that's one of the positive results, as they call them, you know, from that type of activity, is going to the doctor, buying their drugs, so they can you know, cure or make the symptoms subside, so your body can take over and do the rest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works, and it's all about the money, folks.
It really is. And if you look at who owns the patents on Tamiflu and some of the other stuff, it's the same people. You know, it's Rumsfeld, it's Cheney, it's all those people. And believe me, they have gotten filthy rich by basically looting America. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah. They're keeping us sick, raising the prices of health care to really extraordinary mm-hmm. prices. And the medications and stuff, which do not even fix or cure you, but just mask the symptoms. The whole thing is just a big scam.
It is. So it's all designed to take our money, because they could outright kill us, but why do that when they can get us sick and make us take every dime out of our checking account while we try to fight this stuff? And the reason I believe doctors know is because the National Institute of Health, on their website, now this was 20 years ago, they had a page for doctors on Morgellons. Well, some of the people who were like me, who realized something was wrong, they started pulling this stuff out of their body, and they went to their doctor, and their doctor said, no, that's not possible. You're having delusions. Well, they got desperate. They started looking. They found this page, and there was a number in there for doctors to call. They started calling. The NIH freaked out and immediately pulled that page down. Now they claim it was never there. Well, we got screenshots of it. It was there. They know about Morgellons. I think they know about it because they created it, or it was created. It was made in a laboratory. No question it was made in a laboratory. Now, did it get accidentally released and they're just covering their butts, or did they release it on purpose? That's the only question I have about it. But Carnicom, the main researcher, says everybody has it. It's just some people have the weirder manifestations like me. Some people have no manifestations, but it's in their blood. I don't know. I've got more sticky blood stuff that I haven't posted. By the way, go to my YouTube channel. I put a bunch of videos up, and the cool thing is reading the responses from people who see what I see, who are going through what I'm going through. I'm not the only one seeing this stuff. I'm not the only one experiencing what I'm experiencing. Go look. Just take the time and look. That's all I ask.
I got a shout out if you
please.
Yes, this shout out goes to Pauline.
Pauline.
She's yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Good name.
Yeah, she does what I used to do, as far as occupation is concerned.
Oh, cool. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. And welcome to the show, Pauline.
Amen. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring enough to listen.
And she's from Prattville, by the way.
We got a lot of good callers from Prattville.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, when I came in here to do Greg's show, I think it was Thursday, or was it at, no, was it Baumhauer's? Wednesday night, when Joey came over and sat with us for a second and was saying Fox News actually published a story on TV that Epstein's lawyer now is claiming that he was murdered. It was not a suicide. That's now hit mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. It's all over social media, too.
I'm sure there's a word for it. Basically, it's a psyop inside of a psyop. I don't think he's dead at all. I think they swap bodies on us.
Yeah.
So now to satisfy all of us who go, wait a minute, there's no way he killed himself. Now they can say, well, no, he was actually killed, and we'll buy that instead of the real truth, which is he's not there. He's somewhere else. That wasn't him that died.
Oh, my goodness, there's so much to it. For one thing, they had to do something because what they can't control is social media.
That's right.
They can take stuff down. They can do algorithms to make it less noticeable. But ultimately, something has been started. And
if you know where to look, you can find it.
Yeah, some of my friends out there will notice from my page that I do, not only do I do weekly and daily Epstein reminders.
Good.
But also, I started a couple months ago doing a tagline that would say Epstein didn't kill himself or Epstein wasn't suicided.
Yep.
You know, he didn't commit suicide and things like that. And then I noticed a lot of people started doing memes with that, and I've been sharing the heck out of them.
Do it.
Now, I want you to understand, I'm not doing this because it's funny. Of course, they are sometimes quite comical. But the reason for doing this is to keep it in the forefront because people just have a way of forgetting. If it's not being in front of your face...
Could you say Pizzagate?
24/7, people will forget about it. They'll lose interest. But I want to make sure that everybody out there is talking about it until something is actually done. This is the biggest thing that has happened since the beginning of this country, where everyone in our government is implicated.
Uh-huh.
Because, one thing. Are we going to even have time? We're going to have to come back and talk about this.
Yeah, let's hit this break. You can have this segment. So, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a Boston report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Jason, that was you had an excellent thing going. Continue, please.
Back to Epstein. This is the biggest thing that could bring down so much of the cabal.
Yep.
Pedophilia. It implicates every part of government, not just here, but abroad. And you look at the FBI, just the implications of that. The FBI was responsible for raiding Epstein Island and looking for evidence and blah, blah, blah. They know everything. They already knew everything, CIA too, and any other intelligence agencies. It was such a high-profile thing. Had to have been monitoring every little thing anyway because of all the people that come in and out of Epstein Island.
That's right. Flying we know Mossad has it wired.
In Epstein's New York apartment, mansion, whatever. So all the intelligence agencies totally know and are completely aware of everything that has been going on.
True.
They have all the evidence that all this stuff was recorded. They had recording equipment in all these rooms where they had these little girls.
Yep. Video and audio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we know that high-level officials from every aspect of our government have been in and out of that island. So why aren't they doing anything about it? Because they're part of it.
Right.
Because they are also compromised. Because
bingo.
The people that call the shots tell them, squash it, bury it, burn it,
yep,
get rid of it. But we have to have hope that somebody out there has some of this evidence and can find a way to leak it without being suicidal themselves. Anybody that's going to bring any of this out, they're signing their own death warrant.
Yep, they know it.
But it's just, it implicates everybody from presidents, senators, House of Representatives, judges.
All of them.
Yes, corporate leaders, princes.
There you go, the royal family.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, it's way too many.
Exactly. I was reading something this week about something that happened in Belgium. This guy was an unemployed, I think he was an electrician or something. He owned 7 houses. He's unemployed now. So far, they sent him to prison for 2 little girls that he kidnapped and sexually abused, him and his female partner, his wife, whatever she was. The stuff that that he did to those children, I'm not going to repeat on air. But they claim he's a psychopath. Well, they sent him to prison, and people, when it came time for his parole hearing, they were going to let him out. And people in Belgium rioted and said, no, you do not let him out. And they didn't. Now, that never happened here, unfortunately. But here's the thing. Contractors went to his house to do some work, and they heard children screaming, pleading to be released down in the basement. They went and told the police. The police said, forget what you heard. We don't know anything about it. They refused to investigate. Now, why is that? Because they went to their boss, the sergeant or whatever. He went to his boss. It worked its way up. Somebody up high said, no, stay away from that. Leave it alone. We know what's going on because they're involved in it. Unfortunately, it's like it's permeated, like Jason said, every single element of our government. Every single enforcement bureau has its share of these people. Now, remember a few years ago when the report came out about the Pentagon, all the computers at the Pentagon, and the amount of porn that they were watching on a regular basis. Folks, this is widespread. It's disgusting. It's sickening, but it's happening in this country.
Yes. There was an article I read recently where a mother was able to find her daughter who was kidnapped and taken into sex trafficking through Pornhub. She turned up on Pornhub.
She found her?
Yeah.
She get her back?
I didn't get to read the whole article because so many things were going on around me at the time. But I may have made it through it and can't remember all the details. But this is so rampant. I mean, you got to be careful. You shouldn't be watching porn anyway.
True.
But you don't know whose daughter that is that you're looking at. They're all daughters of somebody.
There you go.
You know? Well, you're feeding the machine. You're making it.
Perfect.
You're a part of the problem. You're the reason why these girls are coming up missing and being exploited in the ways that they are. You know, and a lot of these girls, they're willing participants because they have been tricked into doing the drugs and they're getting hooked on it.
The only way they can get the money to pay for those is to do what they do.
Yeah, so they sell themselves into slavery for the drugs. And they brainwash these girls.
And Stockholm syndrome.
It's not just, you know, upper teenagers. I mean, you know, the very young girls too. You know?
Yeah, it's sick. You know, if I accomplish anything on this program, I hope to God it is to bring some kind of light onto what's going on with this, with the children.
Yeah, please, everybody, keep this Epstein thing in the forefront. Make it relevant until something is done about it, because this is the key to bringing down all these people. I honestly believe that the reason why we send people up to Washington to make a difference, and they're somebody when they're running, and then they're somebody totally different when they get up there, mm-hmm. is because they're being compromised.
They are.
And, I mean, I don't care who is implicated in this. This needs to be brought to the forefront.
Yep.
It needs to be investigated seriously. William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, has sitting here with the biggest case in history, and he's done nothing with it. He even said, oh, well, he killed himself in his cell under suicide watch with the cameras conveniently turned off. Man, we got to look into that. Like, no, dude, you need to look in more just of
He's a creature of the deep state.
His fake suicide. I mean, there's children and being messed with by adults in the higher ups in our government and judges. And I mean, you go to court thinking that you're going to get some justice.
No.
And you're going in front of a judge that's been to Epstein Island and messed with a little girl. The dude's compromised.
Yep, he's going to rule the way he's told to rule.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
You got cops that you're expecting them to do something. You know, your little girl's missing, and by some chance they know where this girl is, but they're not going to tell you because they've been told to stand down, not to investigate, not to go after this because you don't know who you're messing with here.
Yeah,
don't touch that. You don't know what you're dealing with. These are higher ups. You're going to have to turn your back. Walk away.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't either, but
anybody that has any moral strength whatsoever couldn't do that.
I guess they know how to pick them, you know?
And that's what scares me. And Lynn and I were watching Live PD. She loves that show, and I love to watch how it works, what the rules are. And it kills me every time they stop somebody, the people just start blabbing. When they get them out, maybe they find some weed on them. They just don't shut up. They just, oh, I did this. Don't say a word. The way the rules are, they can use anything you say against you, but they legally can lie to you, and you can't use anything they say against them. So the best thing to do is not say a dadgum word and say, I want my attorney. Don't say a word. I want my attorney. That's all you need to say. And it scares me that the police departments apparently are being compromised, too. They're being infiltrated. I have so many friends that are retired police, and they say it's a mess down there. It's a mess. They're glad they got out when they did. So what is going on? Is there this distinct effort to infiltrate all the police departments? It sure seems that way to me.
It seems that way to me. And I don't even get myself in trouble talking about the dealings I've had with...
Me either.
Police.
Same here.
Because... I fear for retaliation from the police department if I was to come out and say how awful they're handling their jobs.
I know.
Well, this was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. When I first started listening to Tom Horn and
Steve Quayle.
And Steve Quayle, yes. Steve Quayle had already talked about it before I started listening to him, but what one of the things he said, you can tell when the real end is coming, when they start to get ready to take over, mm-hmm. Is that they will infiltrate the police department.
Oh boy!
Yeah, and that once the infiltration is complete, they'll start killing off the good policemen. Now, hadn't a lot of them been killed uh-huh. lately?
Yes. That or they'll destroy their career.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not forget the Pizzagate and the Anthony Weiner's laptop and all this stuff that was going on. And all these police officers that were involved and knew what was on the laptop.
Dead.
Yeah, they were suicided.
Yep.
All this should be brought to light, man. It's killing me that... The people know, and they're afraid to come out and say it because they look around and they see all these other people that have been suicided, you know. And I say suicided with air quotes because we know that they've been knocked off.
Yeah, I mean, one guy was a week away from retiring. Why would he kill himself?
Yeah, what are the chances of that many on the same police
force? Astronomical. It's not possible
within days or weeks of each other.
No,
just.
I think it goes back to, like in the movie, and I hate to keep quoting movies, the movie They Live. They're in control. Whoever they are totally in control. I think there's a human element that's at the top of the hierarchy here on this planet, but they answer to someone, too. Off-planet powers are running things on this planet.
Yes.
That's what it seems to me.
Actually, there's a faction is here, and... And believe it or not, people, they're of the same species of creature that beguiled Eve in the garden. The very same creatures. And they're the ones that are running things behind the scenes. And they have their human counterparts, the ones that are taking orders. Because as of right now, this planet is still under their control.
It's certainly not under ours.
Right. And what's going on here on the surface of the Earth right now, is just a microcosm. It's minuscule. It's minute compared to what's going on, you know, in the solar system and in this Milky Way galaxy, in this sector. Because believe it or not, people, that sex trafficking is the top business. That's going on right now in the secret space program, or I shouldn't say secret space program, but it's treated like a business out there, just like the ICCs are going doing interplanetary commerce, and they're dealing with over 900 different species in different solar systems in different galaxies. And commerce is going on right now as we speak, but you know we're not privy to it, and that's why I watch the skies. That's why a whole lot of the other Watchmen, Watch the Skies. And, I mean, it's amazing if you watch the skies what you'll see.
Yeah, we can't even stop it down here. How are we going to do anything about it up there?
Guys, we're late for a break.
Yeah. All right.
Got to hit a break. We'll be back. Come back with us.
Employment First strives to include people with disabilities in the workplace. The initiative benefits the companies that invest in people with disabilities, and the employees become well-qualified workers and self-sufficient members of the community. Turn a disability into an opportunity. For more information, click on acdd.org or call 1-800-232-2158. Sponsored by the Alabama Council for Developmental Disabilities, the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
School has started back, and the holiday season is just ahead. Cakes, candy, pies. Enjoy all the holiday goodies without the guilt. Stay in shape this fall by joining the YMCA. The YMCA of Greater Montgomery has multiple wellness centers, heated pools, and plenty of youth sports and after-school activities for you and your family to enjoy, with convenient locations throughout the river region. If getting the kids back to school or impending holiday family functions have you stressed out, relax. You can restore your mind, body, and spirit by trying the Y this fall. For a yoga or Pilates class, change up your routine and join your local Y. There are multiple locations in the River Region area. Bell Road, Midtown, Wetumpka, and Grandview YMCA, just to name a few. Learn more about what all your Y has to offer for you and your family by visiting ymcamontgomery.org.
I'd love a last-minute getaway, but what about the pups?
How about South Paws Dog Plantation? They're just outside of Montgomery, a mile off 331. It's a 32-acre site where they can run and play all day in securely fenced pastures and rest at night in a renovated horse barn complete with air conditioning and insulation. Call them, honey. They're open 24-7, 334-324-8769.
The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaws Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com. Wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, everybody. This unseasonably cool early November weather continues tonight with another night in the 30s. I think we fall back to at least 37 for the overnight low with clear skies and light winds. Don't forget to set the clocks back an hour tonight. You probably have been reminded a million times already. We go back to standard time at 2 in the morning. Tomorrow, picture postcard perfect with a high temperature up to about 63. Blue skies, sunshine. A little warmer on Monday with a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. In the studio with me, as always, is my friend Jason Johnson and, of course, the incomparable postman. Welcome back. Let me do some need to know. I got a ton of that stuff, if I can put my hands on it. Here we go. Did you know, so far, 42,000 people have sued Monsanto over glyphosate. Remember, you heard about glyphosate here 4 years ago. Yep. Let's see. Democrats, led by Representative Lydia Velasquez, have unveiled a plan called the Climate Displaced Persons Act of 2019 to admit a minimum of 50,000, quote, environmental migrants every year beginning in 2020, which would almost double our yearly intake of refugees. However, the lawmakers predict a significantly higher number since they cite data from International Organization for Migration that suggests by 2050 there could be as many as 200 million individuals who might be included in their new protected class. How about that? Now, this is all based, folks, on global warming, which, as we know, is total BS.
Yes.
Global warming is nothing more than wealth redistribution repackaged. That's all it is, folks. Let's see. I was talking to you about, we're going to talk about this guy. Marc Dutroux is his name. Belgium's sentencing court ordered a new psychiatric report on Marc Dutroux, a convicted child rapist and killer, in order to determine whether he should be released early from prison, which could become a reality in 2021. Experts will determine whether he's likely to reoffend, and they will examine the impact of his detention and solitary confinement over the past 23 years. Why, you might ask, was he in solitary for 23 years? I'm glad you ask. He was convicted of raping five girls in 1989, spent 3 years in prison. He was later convicted of abducting and raping six more girls. So apparently, he does the same thing over and over again. So I kind of doubt that, I kind of expect him to reoffend, if you know what I mean. He's proven
absolutely
he would. Well, here's the thing. While he was in prison for 3 years, two young girls he had abducted were down in his basement, his holding cell he had built down in his basement, and his wife refused to go down there and feed them or give them water. So they died a most horrible death in his basement with no food or water.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that sick?
They never thought to go down there and look.
She said she was afraid to. And police, now these are the ones the police showed up. A contractor showed up and heard them screaming.
Yeah.
Told the police. The police refused to go over there and check it out.
Yeah, it's just, golly.
Because they're involved in it.
Yeah.
But back in 96, as many as 400,000 outraged citizens filled the street to protest the mishandling of the case by law enforcement and judiciary, revealing widespread distrust in the country's institutions that threatened the establishment. Now, Dutroux contends he's part of a criminal network that includes high-level pedophiles. You better believe it. This is the guy, unemployed, who has seven houses. Now, how do you think he got seven houses? How do you think Epstein had all that money? Because it's just like Jason was explaining. He extorts people. He gets them there. They video whatever they do with kids. And next thing you know, they've got him. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Well, here's some more proof. John Wedger, a retired police detective who served with Scotland Yard for 27 years and specialized in pedophile rings, he's now revealing how police protect politicians, celebrities, and other powerful people who are pedophiles. Yes. Child abuse is a political strategy that creates a means to control politicians and judges through blackmail. It has become a standard method of operation at the highest levels in almost all governments of our world, which is why it's so difficult to get the government to clean it up. Well, I think Jason nailed it. Somebody's going to have to step up to the plate, regardless of what they've done or what they got caught doing, and tell us what's going on.
It is, but even they are protected from even more higher up, because this is not just flesh and bone. We're dealing with principalities and powers in high places.
Yep.
That are manipulating. I don't care what your religious or spiritual beliefs are. The truth is that there are angels and demons, and they're
at war.
Yeah, they're at war around us, and they're influencing these demons. These archons are influencing mm-hmm. us here on the ground.
Amen.
This is the devil's domain. He has control over earth.
Absolutely.
God, of course, is in ultimate control, but he has allowed this to happen. Maybe it's because of our fallen state. I'm sure there's a lot of theological reasons.
That and the timeline.
Yeah, and the timeline. Yeah, there is a certain timeline. He's allowed to do his reign for however long.
Well, you know, and I said this years ago. It to me, it's almost like God says, okay, Satan, I'm sick and tired of this, how great you are. I'm going to give you a chance. So go ahead. Let's see you do better than me. Okay, so if he's going to allow Satan to do that, what's the first thing Satan's going to do? He's going to destroy what God created so he could do his own thing. And I think we're seeing that right now. We're seeing Satan destroy everything that God's created so he can make his own, in my opinion, transmogrified bastard version of it. He thinks he can make humans better than God. This is where transhumanism comes in. This is what, if you look at any of my videos, look at all the quantum dots and all the entanglements that you'll see and stuff I pull out of my skin. It's in all of us, folks. Transhumanism, that's the goal, is Satan making a better human being than God made. And here's the thing, we know how it ends. He can't. God's not going to allow that to happen. Well, he can't do it to begin with, but God's going to, at the end of it all, God's going to step in and put him in his place.
Yeah, I mean, proof of that is gosh. I mean, look at how powerful those creatures were. I mean, those were men of renown.
Yeah,
and
the Nephilim.
Right. Yeah. I mean, of course, they were stronger, faster, and was more intelligent, you know, than mankind was on Earth.
Because they were half
time.
Angelic beings.
Right. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. And yet they were flesh and blood. And
yes.
That was his version of besting our prime creator.
You know, I haven't thought about it in that terms.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. That was the first example, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So they're trying to basically redo what they did.
Right. But now he's using technology to integrate what's already here.
Yes.
To make it better than original than an ordinary man, because they've already done that, Terry.
Yeah.
They've already done it. They've already integrated man with machine. They've already done it.
What do you mean?
I mean, those beings are already walking around here on the planet.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes.
So are we talking about Dulce, New Mexico? Is that what we're talking about? The underground bases and the vats and the children and all that?
I'm talking about some of them are serving us right now.
Oh, you're
some
talking about politicians
right
and
now.
What have you.
Yeah, some of them are among us
what
right
do you
now.
Think? Let me ask you, Postman, what do you think about cloning? Do you think there are clones? Because I keep reading that most of the politicians are clones. You know, you read a lot of stuff. When you read as much as I read, you read a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's very well possible. But see, clones aren't as outward here as they are in space, you know, because there's a bunch of them up there. You know, from what I'm hearing from the guys in the secret space program.
Yeah.
And some of the guys in the military, they know that they exist.
So do clones have all the memories of their human counterparts, or are they exactly the same? They have the same emotions, or are they cyborgs,
now,
or what?
Now, we're talking about a clone in another sense.
Okay.
Oh, like an avatar.
What they do is, yes, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
What they do is, They pull the soul out of the original person, and they take it and put it in another body.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Basically, you have another body. Maybe it's the other body to be able to withstand a different atmosphere,
right?
Or just to transport your conscience to another place without having to fly all the way out there.
Y'all are freaking me out.
You transfer their conscience into another. Body
that can be done.
Yes, it can be done. I mean,
I don't know. I don't put anything off. There's technology is way advanced, far more than I can ever imagine. And if it's been thought of, it's been done. So
well, you and I were talking on break about things blinking out in and out of existence. That's beginning to freak me out because it's happening to me more and more.
Yeah, I see in a lot of sci-fi shows where, you know, that kind of scenario pops up. And I'm thinking, man, that's just like stuff that's happened around me.
Exactly. Like I was telling Jason today, I made a mount to use my phone, my old 3 in inverted color, to attach it to my night vision so I wouldn't have all the wobble images because I can't use a tripod the way I'm using it. Well, this way I can. I create this mount. I go, I put it in a car. I go home. When I get home, I go to get it out of the car. It's not there. It's gone. Folks, I laid it on the seat, the passenger seat. It's gone. I looked under the seat. I looked beside the seat. I cleaned that car out. It's gone.
Yep.
That's happening more and more.
Listen, Terry, this reality we live in is it can be manipulated.
Evidently.
It's fluid, and it can be changed. I mean, it's some of the guys with the technology, the one that has the that bartered for that type of technology, I mean, they can take and manipulate our reality like Play-Doh.
Well, if this is a virtual, you know, basically if it's based on some type of electronic medium, then heck yeah. Or if it's a frequency based, yeah, all they got to do is basically come in the back door and create a virus to manipulate what we see. I mean, because that's all this is.
It's both, you know. It's physical, and part of it's you can say it's esoteric, and you know the other part of it is can you say electronic? You know, but you know. They can take it and do what they want to do with it.
It's crazy.
It's kind of cliche to talk about the Matrix and a construct.
I hate that.
But yeah, that's
it's what
that,
it is. It,
that is what it is.
I know.
That is what it is.
All right, let's hit this break, and this is going to get fun when we get back. Can't wait.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10 minutes, so y'all hang in there. The FBI chief has warned Congress of danger from, quote, self-radicalized domestic terrorists. Yes, our own government now is saying that there's a growing threat of domestic terrorism at home. So this is what they said at a Homeland Security hearing this past Wednesday. The prevalent trend of Americans driven by violent extremist ideologies or personal grievances And they say that we are prone to commit racially and ethnically motivated attacks. It's one of the most significant emergent threats to national security. This is what Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleen says. We see domestic terrorism as a persistent, evolving threat, says FBI Director Christopher Wray. He says that domestic terrorists have committed more fatal attacks than international terrorists. Well, here's kind of how I look at it. So the Luciferian psychopaths running this joint continue to push radical agendas on us one after another. Homosexuality, which, by the way, they equate with black struggle for equality in this country, something that not the first so-called black leader has denounced, but it's actually an abomination before God, and that's all caps. They're pushing transsexualism, going so far as to push children to want to change their God-decided sex. They've established what is essentially open borders to illegally, which means that it is illegal, according to the rules they set in place, bring in people who have no desire to assimilate into American culture. Rather, these people want to change America into the rat-infested you-know-what hole that they came from. They've destroyed our food, starting from the soil, up with nonstop aerosol sorties, dropping massive amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium, making the soil almost incapable of producing anything edible. If a farmer wishes to succeed, they're extorted into using GMO seeds, which they have to buy every year. And the food that does make it to the market is contaminated with genetically modified organisms, which have been proven by non-governmental studies to cause tumors. They pelt us 24/7 with untold numbers of frequencies, which sterilize our children, cause birth defects, and have been proven, again, in non-governmental backed studies to change our DNA. Then they have the audacity to warn everyone of domestic terrorism? You're the ones pushing the people to form into what you're calling domestic terrorists. What do you expect us to do? Nothing ever changes when we elect new people. It just gets worse.
Yep.
Where is this headed, folks?
Taking it a step further, the FBI themselves are responsible for creating domestic terrorists by purposefully raising someone up.
Yes.
And inciting them into doing stuff.
One guy was incapable of driving, so they drove him around everywhere to get all the stuff he needed to make his bomb. It's insane.
Yes.
They want an excuse to come after us. The good old patriotic white American, they hate us. You know, it's the white guy. We're responsible for everything bad that's ever happened on this planet, in case you didn't know that. They're coming after us, folks.
Yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, the less likely it is for some regular American to just think to themselves, you know what, I'm going to decide today that I'm going to plan out some kind of a terrorist attack and take out a bunch of innocent people to bring attention to my evil sinister plan.
Yeah,
agenda.
Sure. It's not going to happen.
Because unless you're just a total idiot, you know that using terrorism and killing innocent people is not going to make anybody sympathetic to your cause.
Bingo.
Unless you're
a psychopath.
A Muslim or... Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, yeah, it's obvious that this stuff has been planned out from a long time ago.
Very
from
well
other
planned.
People coaxing them into it.
I mean,
yeah, you got some idiots, people that are white supremacist or Klansmen. Yes, they do exist. They are not in huge numbers
When's the last time you've heard of the Klan having any kind of terrorist attack? When's the last time you heard about him trying to lynch someone?
Right.
If I remember right, Sessions bankrupted them.
Yeah. And even back then, I'm sure they were being manipulated by FBI, CIA, and all those other alphabet organizations.
Well, remember, McVeigh visited some kind of radical group when the FBI was shadowing him, and they had informants in that group.
Yes, the informants
in Oklahoma.
Were in the group, infiltrating it and talking to people, because if they're not going to do it on their own, they have to make them do it.
Yes.
They have to get them in, and they're on a timeline. They have to push it,
Yep, they're running out of time.
Yeah.
I tried to make the point on Greg's show that the reason that the deep state is pushing to try to get Trump removed is they're trying to beat the reports that are going to come out that's going to tell us all exactly what went on with their attacks and trying to unseat our president. But now that I think about it, I don't know that it really matters, because I don't think people really care enough to do anything about it anyway. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
It saddens me to say that.
Well, it's not only us, but the ones at the government level that's got to do something about it, because if they don't, I mean,
they're not going to.
United States is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's the infiltration has already happened.
Yes, exactly. And Trump's not trying to stop us from getting taken over. He's trying to take the country back. They've already got
right.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's being fought from every direction. Everyone that's fighting him
yep.
is part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're not talking about just Democrats.
No, there are Republicans in there, too. You're yes. right, Jason.
People don't want to admit it. They don't want to talk about it. But it's true that the country has been taken over. Yeah. And
people think America's too big to fall. They don't think it's possible.
No, it's
they're wrong.
It's not.
No country's ever been too big to fall.
Yep. Yep. We've been duped into believing that we're
infallible.
Well, not just that we're infallible, that we actually have a choice. You know, in this election process, our elections have been rigged for many, many years. We've been been rigged by giving us a choice yes. of two parties.
Yeah, go back to George Carlin. It makes you think you have a choice. You have no yeah. choice. He's right. He's yeah. absolutely right.
You have to vote for our guy here or our guy over there.
But either way, nothing
either
ever
way,
changes.
Either way, you got to vote for their guy.
Yeah, nothing ever changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think give us some thought. I don't know if you ever thought about this or not. I mean, the
I think a lot.
The empires were in order. You know, Babylon first.
Yes.
All the way down to Rome, which all of them fell, you know. And think about it, and it seems like there was an order of grandeur. That's
yes.
what it seems like.
Yes,
it seemed like they were in order of power, magnificence, and grandeur. And I mean, all of those fell. Every one of them fell. And
true.
And you know, in the United States is probably going to do the same thing, but yet. It will rise again. I believe the United States will rise again. But when it comes back, it will not come back in the form of the mythical phoenix. It will be up on the heavenly powers when it rises again.
I hope so.
Well, that'd be nice.
Well, you know, I did a show a couple of years ago on a guy, of course, who's a Brit. And I hate Brits. But this guy, his expertise is empires. What he said, the way you tell when an empire is about to fall is there's a few things to look for. One is they have this weird obsession with cooking. Turn on the TV. Just turn on the TV and look at the cooking shows. It's amazing. All the stuff he laid out is basically, he could have been talking specifically about this country. I think we're close. I really do, and it breaks my heart, but that's what's coming.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot we can do about it because we can't wake enough people up to do anything about it. It saddens me. And people call, they're going to make sport of us, call us conspiracy theorists, call us, you know, the sky's falling kind of people and all that. Whatever.
Well, you know, we weren't promised that everybody's eyes were going to be open and,
well, they're not.
And the scales being lifted from their eyes. It's just, you know, there's a certain few.
You sound like Lynn.
Yeah.
Well, you can't wake them all up.
Well, our luxury's got to be taken away before that happens, Joe. I mean,
we're so spoiled, Postman.
Yeah.
We're so spoiled. You know, somebody that has a 15-year-old.